There are stories stretching from Kupriana to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. History. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. Virginia Abston sits in her living room in Kodiak, holding a photo of an Aleutic woman with a small waist and a frilly dress, and another photo of a white man with a pointy mustache. Her grandparents.
On my mother's side was Oscar Norell. He came from Sweden, and I know he spent 2 years in a fog neck, and he must have been on his way to Karluk when he met his bride in Uganic, because he married a lady from Uganic.
Her grandparents lived at Karluk and raised their children there, including Virginia's mother, Annie. Virginia's father, like her grandfather, was from Sweden. He came to Karluk to fish, and there he met his bride-to-be.
And Dad saw Mom, and he told Grandpa Oscar that he wanted to marry her, I believe, and I think she was 14, and Grandpa Oscar told him he'd have to wait till she was 16.
Tom and Annie Johnson moved to Parks Cannery in Uyak Bay. In the winter, the Johnsons worked as watchmen.
Dad repaired things all. Mom cleaned after the workers left.
In the summer, Tom worked as a carpenter, and Annie did the laundry for the cannery crew.
We ate every night with the Filipinos because they barbecued every night. They barbecued fish and had rice. I had to watch my younger brother, Tommy, though. But Mom and I gill-netted up there, and I helped her wash clothes.
The Johnson children only spent summers at Parks Cannery with their parents.
But we all had to leave to go away to school because there was no school. There was only my mother and my father. So we appreciated our family when we got home for 3 months.
This was an era in which many canneries had their own fleets, as did Parks Cannery.
Dad bought a boat, and Jimmy started running it. Parks number 7. Yeah. And that is where and how I met Gary. He came up fishing, and my brother introduced us.
Virginia and her new husband, Gary Abston, got married in 1961 and soon after purchased Chief Cove.
Lloyd Swan. Gary bought the first site from Lloyd Swan for, I think it was $10,000, and everybody told him he was crazy to go that far out and fish because it's on the Shelikof. But we paid for it in 1 year, so they didn't say that much anymore.
Gary and Virginia also went to Parks Cannery and spent several years working as winter watchmen there themselves.
I can't say it was boring because I don't remember being bored. I did hand stuff. There was always somebody coming from Larsen Bay to visit, and they would go hunting seals because they got $3 a nose.
Although winter watching proved nice enough for Gary and Virginia, she knew it was something that was only a short-term option for her and her young family.
Because I was not going to send my kids away.
Instead, the Abston family moved to Kodiak so that Gary and Virginia's children could attend school and live with their parents. Each summer, the family returned to Chief Cove.
The kids grew up in a blazo box and in the bow, if they were small. Otherwise, they just sit in the bow. Probably was boring for them, but they never complained.
Virginia fished Chief Cove for over 30 years, and now her daughter, Trisha, owns and operates the site with her family. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.